forever. Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser Classique, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is what we're going on.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
I'm Willem.
So on the last episode, Ruby and AJ went to San Antonio, and...
I'm winning that $100,000 prize money.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it on the other podcast. We're
going to
talk about it on the other podcast. We may have already talked about it. We already talked about it.
Oh,
AJ the Queen, my new favorite fucking show. I love it so much.
Okay. I'm on episode 7. Don't spoil it. I hope the good guy wins.
Well, coincidence.
Yeah.
We are on episode 7 of RuPaul's Drag Race season. Right now.
Oh.
And it's, of course, the Dragazines episode.
My nemesis.
Right. Last week, the theme was Hope Floats, the Sandra Bullock smash hit. And you floated your boat all the way to the winner's circle, honey.
Double win.
The rarely achieved
mini and main.
Mini maxi. Mm-hmm. Call me Mini Main.
Did you ever have a Mini Main?
I don't know. Did I?
Probably had multiple Mini Mains.
I think on All Stars I had like 100.
Is that how you said it last week?
Mini Main?
Mini Main.
Mini
Anna
Main?
Oh, I don't know.
My name's Mini Main.
Miss Mini Anna Main. Oh, Mini Anna Main. No, I was thinking like something with a dot, but Mini Anna Main is way better.
There ain't no challenges around here that I haven't won.
Hey, mister, you looking for a girlfriend? You like my wig?
That, she's stealing your line.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
usually what you say.
Oh, someone
on
already
shows.
Tagged me. Wait, I thought Willem wasn't on this. And she was like coming out of the passenger seat after sucking the dick.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I won the mini and the main. Yes. Jiggly's boat was very Saint-Tropez.
Too Saint-Tropez is my
Saint-Tropez.
Only critique.
Almost, yes. But Milan was in the bottom with her, and it was her third time lip syncing, so she hit the house.
Milan and Jiggly were in the bottom, and Milan lip synced all of her clothes off.
And her wig.
It's time to lip sync for your life, so take off all your clothes and wigs.
Also, remove your shoes before you start dancing.
The season 4 theme song. I'm uncomfortable reading this lipstick message.
I can, because Chad says it later in this episode. It's something that we had all been singing in the workroom.
That doesn't make me any more comfortable, but go ahead.
Oh, color girl, why your bass look like chalk? It was something.
Yeah,
like,
she was singing it in an earlier episode.
Because we were playing around with the NYX foundations, too. And But Chad later, we said it the whole time, and we always thought of Milan. He also wrote Gay Love and Say Love, and Jiggly represented. Because that was a pretty great lip sync between both of them.
It was really cool.
Skill-wise and just technical-wise. I would have liked it if at the end Milan made some different choices wardrobe-wise. But he did what he did, and I think he knew the writing was on the wall.
Yeah.
Too, also.
I think that was that. Yeah. I think he knew it was up, and I think that was the end.
The jig was up.
The jig is up. Bam!
The jig was up about the hangers, too, because when I walked in the workroom the next day, there were no hangers to be found.
Did she steal her hangers?
I don't know. Or maybe somebody moved them so they'd get me to stop saying, give me the hangers every time I walked in the room.
They were producing you.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's just like Unreal. Willem asks Jiggly, oh, and I actually love this exchange. You guys are talking in the workroom before the thing happens, and you say to Jiggly, do you think you're going to win the show?
I hate this exchange because it's like one of those things where I was like, why did you have to choose to make good TV and instead like be an asshole to people you had just met a couple weeks before? I do it to Dita at one point where I'm like, was that stain on your shirt in front of everybody? Like, why am I an asshole?
That was in the reading challenge.
No, I did it again in Untucked once.
Oh.
Because I'm watching Untucked now, too, for the first time a lot. Like, last night was the first time I saw this episode's Untucked.
Yeah.
I'm intolerable.
It's hard to watch yourself sometimes. for sure. Anyway, I understand.
Yeah, I did ask Jiggly, like, we were all talking around, like, just the confidence level there was never there. And I was like, do you think you're going to win? And it was like that kind of thing, like, where, like, you expect someone to, like, rally at that point. And she was just like, and it just showed her, it's like someone rolling down their turtleneck in front of a vampire. Because after yes. that, you know.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's a that's why I like the exchange, and I think it's a fair question, because if you're in a competition like this, you should go into it saying, yeah, I'm fucking going. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And I think that the people who end up being in the final three are people who can confidently say that.
Yeah, even if it's misguided.
Misguided. That's another network drag queen name.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Definitely.
Misguided.
Jaylee asked me if I could do a split at this point.
Anita cocktail.
I need a man.
I need a man. Amanda Hug and Kiss. That's too advanced
for
network.
Oh, I knew an Amanda Hug and Kiss.
I know. That's a good one.
Yeah. She worked at the Stone Bar with me.
That's a fucking good one. That would never make it on network. Too controversial. Too controversial. People wouldn't get it.
Too blue. thank God we have the video message to save us, because it was just like, whoop, extra, extra, tweet all about it. Like a Rolling Stone, today's queen on the download needs to be a real hustler. On time and always in style. So start spreading the news, because you're going to wake up in a cyber city that never sleeps.
Is cyber city a thing?
I don't know.
Want a cyber?
I'm not up to date on all my periodicals. So this was the reading challenge. The library was officially open.
Always a fun day.
It was so great. They told us the night before that it was happening.
Yes.
Which is, you know, they told us to write some zingers and stuff and...
Stingers and zingers.
Yeah.
Clunkers and junkers.
And some people just repeated other things that were said throughout the season casually, and it didn't work for
you
some
mean
people.
Why don't we go through some of the reads?
Did you, when they said it's coming, did you sit there and like write it out and try to remember them? Is that
That's what I did.
I had a cheat sheet. Did I use it? No.
You had a teleprompter. You demanded it was flown in.
I mean, I always cheat. I have. There's a word on hyper who's a majiggy. That was a word in my audition today.
Oh.
And that's a hard word to remember in the middle of something.
Yeah.
So, like, I write stuff. I cheat all the time. I don't mind. Yeah. Anyway, Dita, she comes up first, and she goes right hard and says, "You're the first one with child, Jiggly. Congratulations."
That was funny. The phrase "with child" is very antiquated.
With child.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
It's funnier than if you said, "You look pregnant." That's not funny. But yeah, like, you're the first contested to be with child. Latrice, you're free now. You don't need to rock the yard sandals.
We
really,
gagged.
Really great. I mean, I thought Dita was kind of...
Dita was great.
The best one.
But. It was definitely Gaganzola. Who went next? I think, did Fifi go next?
Fifi. It was flimsy.
Yeah.
There were some clunkers.
There were some clunkers. And you saw her face after. It looked like her face as she was leaving the wet t-shirt contest.
She knew.
You know when you just want to dab your upper lip for sweat?
Furiously.
Like that, yeah. Chad had just given me his card a couple days or weeks before, and so I used
outside of Drag Race. You got Chad's card
somehow, yeah.
Yeah,
and it said like I think I took it from Detox's makeup case or something like that. Like D had one, I don't know, but I had it, and I was like, it said MySpace on it still. So I was like, I'm gonna use this. And then the Fifi one was just about her snaggletooth.
Read that. That's very
sweet. Fifi, you are gorgeous, and you catch the camera's eye from the right, but from the left, you snag it.
That's funny. That
Thank
is a deep salute.
Thank you so much.
Very funny stuff.
Yeah.
Chad, come here. Come to Mother Dust. Here's my dentist card. Use it, babe. Willem, you're scary, Bradshaw.
See, the girls went for, like, my face being, like, marble and my face not moving and shopping and other stuff. But
you're the only one who had, you're the only one who had pharmaceutical legal fillers.
True. Probably. All I had was Botox.
Oh, right. Okay.
I just, I don't, I mean, my face does move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And it did then, too. Like, after that joke, like, you see me moving my eyebrows. Anyway,
I saw
it's a
you
joke.
Just move your eyebrows. The rhinestones were glinting in the light.
Thank you so much.
We have great light spilling, and we're at the Pasadena branch of Forever Dog Studios. Beautiful.
In the portico. The portico pod stage.
Yes. Yeah. You can hear the birds
There's
overhead.
Too many
I
butterflies and birds outside. All the too nature. Many. Yeah, we don't want that feedback.
Dipper is also in Big Dipper drag, just in case anyone is wondering.
A sequined Oshkosh Bagosh and a child 5X.
And he's removing the Oshkosh Bagosh. There is an even skimpier pair of Oshkosh Bagosh underneath.
Is that an escape hatch on the back, you dog, Dipper? Wow. Latrice says, Jiggly Caliente, BMW, body made wrong.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, remember when Raja just read, she's fat,
old,
syphilis.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like one of those things where like, sometimes just, it's enough.
Girls love to go to Mother Goose Town, and Latrice is no exception. She says, congratulations, Willem, on your new role as the big bad wolf by the hair on your chin. Very funny.
Sharon says, a lot of you girls like to clock me for painting my skin on the gray side, but I was inspired by Dita's knees. It's the same color as Willem's beard.
Well,
skin?
Chin.
Oh.
She says chin.
Yeah, that's
chin.
What I meant to write.
Our page says sking. Your sking is gray, though, to be fair.
Yeah, thank you.
Sking.
Now, this is an old Lisa Lampanelli or Joan. I forget which one. It says, Jiggly Caliente, you are such a fat slut. After sex, you smoke ham. We lost it.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Stolen, but funny.
Yeah.
Hey, I steal all the time.
Yeah.
I think she told me that she was watching TV and it was, she was watching a comedy special and she just, you know, it's a good joke.
So was
joke,
my haters so roast writer one year.
Good.
But Latrice won, rightfully so, this mini challenge.
Oh, yes.
And,
what an honor to be read by Latrice.
Oh my gosh, such an honor all the time.
Go ahead.
In Untucked, she lightly reads me, and I rewinded it just to watch it, and then texted it to her, where she's like, work on that boo-boo.
Oh.
It was so funny. It's something about my beard, I think. So
use Duncan Hines like the rest of us.
You can't use something just add a little sparkle to your skin. The main challenge this week is to conquer the world of publishing. Mm-hmm. Oh, check.
Who wins the mini
challenge? Latrice.
You say that?
Mm-hmm. I'm a podcaster. Oh, we're going to take
Thank
a break and get some
in
things
check.
In order.
Okay. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
my goodness. Oh, this long pony. You know, I
you
don't
almost sat
know,
on it.
I don't know if I'm going to do 40 inches again anytime soon, but it's worth it for tonight.
I like how you dip dyed it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The metallic accents, it adds to it.
It does. Dimension. Mm-hmm. Movement.
Movement, body.
It catches the eye.
It needs
it snags
some...
it.
Snags it from the... This was a very difficult episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm so excited to learn about that.
I mean, the world of publishing, to conquer it in a day.
They, conquer it.
They gave us our mini challenge. We did it. And then they said, your main challenge is to launch a magazine.
Uh-huh. Lovely. Latrice, as the winner, got to assign the magazines to each queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was being not strategic, but... intentional with these assignments.
I don't think she was trying to fuck anybody.
No, I think everyone got assigned something they could work with.
She told me, like, you know, she gave me mine because that's, you know, she thought I'd be good at it.
Sugar walls. My sugar walls.
So Jiggly got the Battle of the Bulge, which we all laughed at and thought was hilarious. Tastes Like Chicken was Dita.
Which these are kind of that's kind of a subtle read, because hadn't Dita talked about, or maybe she hadn't
talked about it in this episode.
Had she mentioned it before that she was like, mm-mm. Okay.
But we, I thought she should have done it as a porn magazine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then just say, I misunderstood the assignment.
Working Blue.
Sugar Walls was my assignment, and that was home decorating.
Love that.
Kitty Cats was Sharon.
Hey, kitty girl.
Sashay Away, which is a travel magazine.
Yeah. Eleganza, which is fashion.
Fashion.
What's the T?
Latrice.
Which, what is the topic of
gossip.
This? Gossip. Oh,
celebrity gossip.
So much gossip.
I want to see the receipts.
Oh.
Yes, the parent company of Hot Goss.
Steal that goss.
Actually, I don't think What's the Tea has anything to do with Hot Goss. Actually.
Yeah. You might be correct.
Are we nominated for a queer tea again? We got to save the date.
I got to save the date.
What if we go? What if we go?
I don't have a thing to wear. Oh my gosh. Who are we nominated?
It's not, the nominees haven't come out yet.
Oh my God.
We just got invited to the party.
Okay.
You were invited to the party. Okay. Jiggly is sitting and snacking, working on her magazine ideas, and she is curious if it needs to be comedy or serious. Fifi encourages Jiggly to be serious in her magazine assignment, then goes over to Willem and says, I told her to do it seriously because I know she'll mess it up. Here's the... Okay. Okay, I love casting Fifi as some sort of mastermind villain, but I think it was more like Jiggly just was sort of rudderless in this whole thing and didn't know what she was doing. And Jiggly defends wanting to go serious with it, even after RuPaul's urging.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's kind of Jiggly's stopping point in the competition, I think.
Yeah, but for someone to... take delight in or reveling in the machinations of, oh, I encouraged her to do the thing that I think will send her home. Even
yes.
though just you don't delight in it and then come over to someone else who is probably not your friend and just to talk to them about it.
I because, think she like, was trying to be your friend.
Look at my face. I'm kind of appalled by hearing that Jiggly's friend, Fifi, is not... Look at my face. Like... I'm not happy. I screenshotted the scene because, like, I remember when she was doing this, I was like, why is she telling me? And why would you do that to your friend? Because I thought her and Jiggly knew each other from before the show with how close they were on set, mm-hmm. but they didn't. And that was a shock to me. Because I just think sometimes there's people that are drawn to codependency and they need like a, they need,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just felt like that, Jiggly and her. But I wasn't thrilled that was happening. And I definitely encouraged Jiggly after that to do funny, and she wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't think that was okay. And Dita didn't think it was okay that she had to do, like, the chicken thing, because she didn't want to eat chicken in public. She didn't want to eat watermelon in public. and she didn't want to be a black woman on the cover of a magazine eating chicken.
Okay. Latrice, this is where she comes up with "Good God, Get a Grip, Girl."
Which we learned in response to this.
Mm-hmm.
That was a color guard statement they used to say.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Good God, Girl, Grip, Girl. Yeah. Five G's. God, if they would drop the flag.
Amazing. Good yeah. God, get five G's.
Five G's.
Latrice is amazing at fucking spinning a fucking rifle and a flag. Oh my God, I just love. Okay.
Oh, this I definitely texted because the closed captioning say that Dita then said, "You tried to goof a bitch" in the closed captioning, but it is very clear what Dita said, and I get this was okay when it was before it was Gwyneth Paltrow's e-commerce website, Goop. It used to also be a verb meaning to get one over on a girl.
Yeah.
Usually it was usually short for gooped at the page, mm-hmm. which meant like we got one over on a girl. But then like in the same way that House on Boots became house or boots.
Yeah.
It kind of just got truncated to gooped or girl, mm-hmm. you got gooped.
So before it morphed into goop, it was a word that's offensive.
Yeah.
Before that, okay. Which Dita says. But that was commonly used, and yeah. I don't think it was used in the way that it is known as being an offensive slur.
I thought it was a word that had two different. One was a verb, which meant goop to the patch, and yes. then one was a slur that you don't use.
Right,
but
because one is a noun and one is a
yeah,
verb.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but it is the same word.
Yeah. So is Polish and Polish.
Right.
One's capitalized.
I'm wearing nail polish right now.
And I'd like
and
you
I'm
to...
drinking Polish Springs because it has high octane content. Mm-hmm. I'm sniffing Polish Springs.
But yeah, closed captioning is weird. They call me William all season too.
Oh my gosh. Wait. Oh my gosh.
Look who's here.
Oh my gosh. How's it going?
It's Mother.
Yes. Rue does a little walk around and Dita's not really connecting. With her ideas.
Chicken of the month? Who else will come up with chicken of the month, Rue? Who else but me? Here's the thing. All of the walk-arounds are terrible. They're all bad. So maybe that's a good indication that, like, this is a dumb challenge. Because it's like one of those things where create a hypothetical magazine and then we're going to judge you on what a stilted night school ass PC only computer using designer can do for your cover in 15 minutes on a Mac.
So the person...
We got judged for our magazine covers mostly because...
Based on fonts and layout that mm-hmm. you did not decide.
Yep. All of okay. it. See, they couldn't even size shit right.
We should get to that.
We will. Anyway.
Because even with Fifi, she's sort of like, well, it sounds like when you say you're going to make Lady Gaga really pop, and then it doesn't.
Oh, so. It popped. Just not in the way that she wanted.
It popped like soju.
Rue was giving me my walk around like normal, and uh-huh. it was going well. I was showing her like a pillow that I made, which is then on the cover because I was giving decorating tips. I wanted to show people how to make an easy pillow.
Is it the pillow you stole from Interior Illusions?
No, I gave that back. Don't say stole. This is how rumors start.
Purloined. Well, here's one that's not a rumor. I stole the gold throne from Scarlet Envy, and I'll do it again.
And then I fuck Mimi in the ass on it. Nasty cunt.
When
Rue does this walk around thing with me and says, well, who's your audience? And the way I said, I was like, women,
men.
Just because I wanted to tell her everybody, like, who wouldn't like this, you know? And then she
said,
used
that's
it,
a little broad.
The bitch used it against me. And then they cut it to my face where I look stupid. How dare they?
There's a lot of editing in this episode.
A lot. It is fucking Frankensteined. All the seams are visible. But Jiggly really was given guidance by Rue, and she said, I'm just going to do it my way. And that's,
yeah, Jiggly's really well. And here's the I mean, I sort of can see how this could have worked for Jiggly though, because she has a a serious life story attached to this topic. She struggled with eating disorders, which she reveals on the show. She talks about it with RuPaul. And RuPaul is sort of like, okay, but the best way to get your story to connect with people is by being funny. But I could see in a different circumstances or on a different day if everyone was being funny and one person decided to be like, no, I'm going to connect to like the heart about this issue that means something to me, that I could see them being praised for that.
If it was good.
If it was good.
Yeah. And believable.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that it just wasn't well executed.
Mm-mm. It was cute, just not executed.
Yeah.
So
taking the cute out of execute.
This is all in the same day that we were given about maybe hour and a half before we started going into photo shoots.
So you have to get in drag.
Right after.
When do you write and plan stuff?
Right after we finished the mini challenge. Mm-hmm. They gave us like our packets and told us and like materials and stuff that we could work with. Mm-hmm. And it was like maybe hour 15, like, okay, you're going to be going in one by one, shooting your concepts. So we had to have stuff like churned out. You know why?
That's really fast.
I was naked because I did not know what I could wear. And I was like, you know what? It'll just be cute with like legs and hair. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a much tighter crop. It was supposed to be like my knees and then the boys just looking up at me. It's fine though.
Don't worry. We'll only be shooting from the front. Oh, yeah. We'll only,
we'll only
be doing chest up. Don't worry about wearing shoes.
We're going to take a break.
We'll take a break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
That's really, really fast.
Yeah, it was a quick turnaround from writing and preparing to being on set. And then we also, get this, we had to film a commercial or do like an agony aunt column where we answered some advice questions. Which,
you had to do that too?
Yeah, which we were judged on the runway, but they never showed. Hmm. And they, Phoebe didn't have anything to wear for it, so I let her borrow a jacket, a purple jacket.
Oh.
And it was really cute, and she won the challenge. But like they made us do all this work, extra work, and they didn't even use it.
That's rough.
It was a long, long, long day. And then at the end of that day, after we shot the commercial and the top of, which we had to write, and the top of the cover, we were supposed to do the design layout after interview. Mm. Like, so we were there. It was like 10:30, 11:30. We're with this guy that doesn't know how to use a computer. Fifi and I are just like, can we please just do it ourselves? Please, we're running out of time. We've been here since 8 a.m. Like, and it was just no. Everything was no. And you're like, okay, we see. Like, I had a feeling it was my week from then. I was like, okay, I'm being difficult by asking. My bad. But
that's the hardest thing when you're like watching someone try to do a command on a computer that you know how to do, and you're trying to describe it, it's very, very, it's very hard and frustrating.
It was very much so.
And they won't let you do it.
They won't. They literally said,
"I know
don't
Phoebe
touch
knows
the keyboard.
How to do a fucking computer. I know you.
She was a graphic designer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Did you know this photographer,
Jonathan Clay Harris?
I've worked with him. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Everyone sexually harasses Jonathan Clay Harris.
Everybody.
Yeah. So let's get into some of these commercials.
Who said that this is a simple Akira dress? You do not know that dress is from Akira.
Where do you think it's from?
I don't think Akira existed at that time.
Zara?
Akira in Chicago?
Yeah.
It existed. It's like a strawberry or a Joyce Leslie or a Dot.
Now it's a huge
diversity
company.
The Sparkle app?
Online.
The filter? Akira?
No, that's Kira. Akira now is like people go online and get stuff.
Is it the same thing, you think?
I don't know.
Do they make dresses like this?
Scoochie dresses?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. Same thing.
It's a very simple dress.
It works.
It's nothing, you know.
I could see Sunny in the kitchen totally wearing that. For sure.
Sunny came home.
No, Sunny, she's a chef. She's like
Sunny came home and she sat down in the kitchen.
She came home to a list of mail,
to
too.
To be fair. Yeah, she fucking did.
No, Sunny's a chef on the Food Network, and she's the only like black chef that I know on the Food Network.
Big Timber, you said this is a sad plate of chicken? Let me see the fucking chicken.
It's four pieces of chicken on a clear tray.
Oh, is it?
Dita is so mad that she has to do this. She's like, chicken? Chicken.
She's like, this is literally what I don't like to do. I don't like to just pose with chicken for no fucking reason. And literally, she is posing with chicken for no fucking reason. Sharon Needles does some acrobat climbing. She stacks up every piece of furniture on the set and then climbs to the top of the structure. You can hear Duncan or someone yelling.
Sharon, we need to get down.
Sharon, we need you to get down now. I can trust myself.
You don't know about fashion.
You don't know anything about fashion. She's originating Little Edie's presence on Drag Race.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that I thought Sharon was going to win this one, too.
It's, I mean, it was really cute and a clever take on a kind of a concept that, I don't know, that I think a lot of people would go crazy cat lady.
She did, too. She just picked a famous cat lady.
That RuPaul loves.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
the Jiggly came on and she...
Sharon also says, have you ever done porn? You should. That is... textbook sexual harassment. And Jonathan Clay Ross does not have to take it or whatever.
He doesn't. He could top in the porn. He doesn't have to take it. In fact, I might be into seeing that. Jiggly hoofs up in some RuPaul's Iron Fist shoes.
They are great, aren't they? Oh,
well,
they're
yes,
fabulous.
They are sickening.
They're sickening.
They are
fabulous.
Sickening. Yeah. She tries to jump rope and the rope jumps her. But she does do a thigh master with the Pit Crew Boys helping. And I just talked to Marco today because the Pit Crew Boys are in Marco underwear and Sean features quite prominently in his Marco briefs. Let me tell you.
Is there an imprint?
There is a vertical imprint.
and horizontal.
So Jiggly's the whore.
Oh, wow. Chad is focused on being less polished because that's what the judges have been asking. Because
when
for.
You wear a monocle, you automatically think, ooh,
hey,
rough.
She wants to go avant-garde. She wants to go fashion forward. And she looks good. You can never say that Chad Michaels doesn't look good.
She looks
right.
fine, but the fact she does. She thinks this is less polished.
And what is she holding? A telescope,
I thought.
Travel, fashion, world.
Oh, it's not a monocle. It's a nose ring.
Oh, zebra print is very the vibe.
It's very Calabasas woman. I'm going to World Market. I'm trying to be more
very
global.
Very those teeth.
What does he say? He's like, and what do the goggles represent?
Travel, global. I get it.
Aviatrix.
Fashion magazine.
Okay.
She's not traveled. Fifi is a travel magazine because we all wanted her to go the fuck away.
Okay. Well, now I see why Chad missed the mark, because it was giving me travel, see, global, not fashion.
I also thought that he was maybe going to be in the bottom. I had this challenge all wrong.
Wow.
And I did it wrong, apparently. I was in the bottom.
Challenge made wrong.
Fifi looks like she's taking a dump most of the shoot. She's just like squatting.
She has a really great rapport with the photographer, and she's very like, this is what I want it to look like. Yeah, we can do this. Okay. So, I mean, it looks as though it's going well.
I have those shoes.
You do?
Uh-huh. They're YSL.
They're showing her exposures on the computer, and she's picking a few out, and she's picking the good ones.
I think her exposures, the ones with her legs, she had way better frames than what they gave her for the cover. That's why I was like, did they want her to lose, and they gave her a bad, because she looks like she's taking a dump on the cover. Mm-hmm. It's like, there were so many different frames.
There's a market for that.
Yeah, there is.
Hot blonde chicks taking dumps.
And later, Michelle gives her the critique, or mentions that she was wearing a blonde wig cap under the blonde wig. Do you remember hearing that?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, okay.
What was it about? Is that bad?
That's my question to you.
I'll need a reference.
Yeah, we'll have to listen to it when we get to that.
It's all in all successful, though. She does a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A well-run photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Latrice is getting dickmatized, and that doesn't work out on these challenges.
No. She literally is profile the whole time, just staring at bird watching.
Yeah.
And she's like, rub up on me. Touch up on me a little bit.
Yeah.
Touch up on this. She is inches from Sean.
Oh, my God.
And she's got the back of his neck, and she is rubbing with one finger.
Oh, my God.
And Jason is eye fucking the camera, and I call him out on this in Untucked, because every frame he's just like, Blue Steel,
yeah, for
Rihanna,
sure.
Olsen
for
twins,
sure.
All that.
Then we get to Willem's challenge. You say you want them to be faceless, so you put lampshades on their heads, and I understand this because I don't want the distraction to be somebody else's face on the thing. I want it to be my face, but I want it to be peopled. So I often put my dancers in masks or something to disguise their faces.
Yeah.
So I understand that.
I mean, it was weird doing a photo shoot with no music. That's why I was singing a song, because I was literally like, can I get some music? And they wouldn't play music. So I was like, okay, I'm the prettiest one. Now the candy's gone.
No,
so,
you cannot fuck me.
Yeah, it was just like trying to be a pillow fight and have a fun atmosphere on set. And I think a tighter crop of that would have been exactly what I wanted. And I don't know.
Do you think it was your demeanor that cost you the challenge?
Good news, bad news. She's a bit of a diva. And she's a bit of a diva.
Yeah.
I don't think it was my demeanor. I think it was my weak to lip sync. And they knew that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
next day, the divas walk into the room. And they talk about being bullied, or their family is not accepting them. And then the talk about some gay marriage stuff comes in.
Yeah. Latrice says that, you know, she wants to get married, but she doesn't want gay marriage to be called marriage. She wants another name, something more fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, someone's like, I can't believe you don't. And she's like, no, listen to what I said.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where I remember listening to her and going, I don't agree with her on this, but I am not opening my mouth.
Yeah.
I was choosing my battle because I was like, I'm the only person in this room married.
Yeah.
I think Chad was partnered. I don't know if he was married.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of those things where I was, and they tried. They were like, is anybody married in the room?
Do you want to weigh in on this?
And I was not doing it. I was like, I'm doing my makeup. Yeah. This is not a good day anyway.
I'm doing liquid liner. Stop shaking the table.
I think I said one thing and then I was like, you know what? This is not a discussion we're going to be solving today. So let me just focus on my mug.
And Jiggly says, wouldn't it be crazy if Latrice ended up being the first one out of us to get married? Which, you were already married, but did Latrice become the first to get married after this?
No, I think Fifi got married.
Oh, right.
And Sharon probably ruined a couple marriages. Across the land. I went to Latrice's wedding and it was fucking awesome.
I bet.
I took zero pictures because I was so fucking lit. I had like 3 servings of peach cobbler. Oh, so good. I think we did that instead. Everybody did that instead of DragCon 1 year. DragCon New York's first year.
Dude.
Yeah.
RuPaul hits the runway in arguably one of the best looks of all time. I love this one.
An asymmetrical strapless ball gown with a shoulder poof.
Dark blue and purple and black.
With a patent cinched waist looking like a bruise wheel. Lovely.
This is a deep salute.
The big hair.
I mean, it's just drag excellence at its finest.
Michelle or Rue? Because Michelle is up in the gig also.
Also.
Michelle has a reveal coat on. She's doing a shoulder reveal.
Whatever you are.
Cue the fog.
Very star-studded panel. We have Pam Tillis.
Old school.
And we have Regina King. This is another instance of the judging panel being like people who go on to have meteoric success a few years after being on Drag Race. Because Regina King was established at this point, but she's like an Oscar winner now, right? Was she at this time?
At this point, she'd been working for 30 years on 227, right, A Different World. Like a celebrity. She was always a celebrity to me. I love her.
I mean, globally.
Right.
I think because I grew up watching 227, that like I always knew. I loved her, that which is why, like, yeah. Okay, anyway. We'll get to that later.
And like Lizzo was on several years ago, and now she's like blowing up.
But she's Best New Artist nominee for this year. How is she new? Third studio album. Regina King is there.
All I'm saying is that RuPaul's Drag Race is the nexus of culture in the world.
Yeah, LaToya.
Don't bring up the name LaToya on this pod.
Let's bring it to the runway.
All right, here we go with the runway. What was the problem? Oh, we're going to take a break and then we're going to talk about the runway. So listen to these good old ads and then come back to us. Okay.
Don't fall asleep on a Helix mattress.
It's time for Latitudes with Latrice. Large and in charge, chunky yet funky. The legend and icon herself, Latrice motherfucking Royale!
I have a fondness for a certain pair of shoes of yours because a lesbian bought me these boots. And
oh my God.
Michelle Visage called your boots the lesbian hiking boots. And I don't know who would hike in those, A.
First of all, right.
And B, a lesbian's not going to tie all those fucking loops. They're going to get some Velcro.
Absolutely that.
But I had those boots too. How many times did you wear them boots?
Oh my God.
Why them boots?
Because let me tell you
they
something.
They fit and they were sturdy.
They were fit. They were sturdy.
You had to stand for 10 hours a day.
We had to stand a lot on the runway.
Actually, 25 hours a day mostly. Yeah,
we had to stand a lot on the runway. And bitch, it was either that or I was going to be barefoot, because what I'm not going to do is have my kneecaps fall off.
True.
So... and I was like, okay. And then I didn't like have any spiked boots. I didn't have a lot of drag. I just got out of prison. Hello. So I had what I had. And so
commissary don't have pleasers.
Commissary don't have that. And so that's what I'm just saying. Like, I really went there with nothing. So,
well, you got out of there with probably tons of friends. Are there any memories from hanging out in the hotel with the girls? Before we had to be sequestered, we had pool parties.
We did.
Mall parties.
We used to, that's what happened. That's when we had it all locked down.
We flew too close to the sun.
Yeah, girl. We the ones that got them on clink, clink, girl. Now they got to pass notes under the door and shit.
Bye.
Meanwhile.
Fucking Morse code bullshit.
Yeah, bitch. Chad, Sharon was still smoking out of our balcony. We'd climb out the window.
I made it there by the end.
Seventh floor. And then we would climb over the balcony and then crouch down below so that no one could see us and just blow smoke into the...
Mm-hmm. Hidden balcony, crouching drag queens.
That's what we were. That's what we were.
That's what we did.
And blue clouds, girl.
Yeah. Blue hydrangea clouds.
Now, do you ever place bets on sports teams? Have you ever heard of any of these athletes? There's a There's a site called mybookie.com. No, I'm just kidding. We don't do ads for MyBookie.
We don't do MyBookie ads.
Not yet.
Not yet. No.
I'm not dead yet. Okay. What was the prompt for this runway?
The prompt for this runway, I'm pretty sure, was sequins.
Sequins? Yeah. I thought it was like black and white.
Mm-mm. Because I'm in pink. Jiggly's in yellow. It was something like...
That's why you're in the bottom.
Fuck off. It wasn't all that glitters is gold. I think it was like shimmy and shine, or like something and shine, like sparkle and shine might have been.
Yeah, okay.
I think sparkle and shine was it was an...
Because they talk about it like your magazine launch.
Yeah, they didn't tell us that. Because if you notice, we're all in sequins, other than Latrice, who's in like beads.
Right. Well, let's take a look at these looks. There are some really great ones.
Shall we look at the looks?
Oh, girl. Oh, wow. That RuPaul, the shoulder piece, has these like pointy things that you can kind of see. Oh, my God. It's absurd. Okay. First up is Sharon Needles. Hey, I have a piece of intel.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
That's my dress.
And your corset? Is she wearing your corset under it?
I think we had like a, it was not a corset, but it was like one of those waist slimmer things. Mm-hmm. And she's probably wearing it. She took it with her to Drag Race. But this dress was made by Los Angeles' own Phyllis Navidad.
Oh, cool.
Shout
deep friend.
Shout out to Phyllis Navidad.
Gallerista.
She made it for herself, but Phyllis and I always got told we look like each other when I first moved to LA. Yeah, we kind of do.
Back then.
And she gave me a few dresses one time because she's an amazing seamstress. Mm-hmm. And this was one of them. And I said, here, Sharon, let me give you drag for once. Because I was always stealing her shit.
Dita comes out in a little sequin cocktail dress. And the hair looks like, remember the hair with the silver flower in it? From a couple episodes ago where it was like
it is the same hair.
A side chignon. Isn't it? No, it's not, but it's parted the same and it's like smoother. It looks like that hair, but she took it down and smoothed it out. It was a different wig.
She looks great. It's nothing groundbreaking, but she does look really pretty.
Yeah, she does.
Chad Michaels comes out and she's giving you Madonna Ciccone 1985 short cropped blonde hair, the little hand glovelets, the sort of off the shoulder net sequin catsuit moment.
Very that. It was giving me Legend of Billie Jean.
Okay.
The Helen Shaver movie from Nevermind.
I think she looks like former guest judge Susan Powder.
Yeah, it's a little Susan Powder.
There's definitely powder tees. For sure.
Yeah.
Latrice comes out looking like magma. I loved it. It was like this burnout velvet.
Magma. Liquid hot magma. Yeah, she looks fucking great. I love it. It's like, is it velvet?
It's velvet. It's a velvet. And this dress, when she left for Drag Race, was tighter on her than when it was when she actually had to wear it. Because 3 weeks in, she had lost at least something like 10 pounds or something, she said, because she wasn't eating. They weren't feeding us.
Wow.
We got breakfast at the hotel, which was included. And then we got basically one more meal, sometimes two. And sometimes it'd say, here's money, you can get something on the way home. And it's like, it was not like a strict provided meal. And nowadays, that would never happen. But somehow getting away with it then because they were non-union. And it's like it wasn't good. But that's why her dress was falling off. And you can see it was loose.
She still looked amazing.
She looked great.
Next up, Willem giving us Taylor Swift at the VMAs. It's a very short, pink, sparkly number. Is this a designer?
No, I got it at the Pat Fields basement in like 2005. For the Nip Tuck premiere for season 4, and then they wrote my character out of it, so I didn't get to go to the premiere.
Well, it's a beautiful garment.
Thanks.
Very sparkly, very flirty, very cute.
Then I rechristened it because I wore it at Burning Man and got fucked by an MMA fighter in it. So I took all the bad memories and put jizz on it instead.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. He was a nice guy.
Very pretty. You look great.
Thank you so much. So does Jiggly, though. She basically is wearing the same cut of this dress that she wore in blue a couple weeks before. tons of Swarovskis, gross on gross on gross. And,
yes.
A chain accent around the neck, which later broke and I pinned into her hair.
Oh, that's nice.
And then it broke again on the lip sync.
She looks beautiful. Unfortunately, we've seen this silhouette and this dress before. It's kind of like a quinceañera store dress and then embellished, mm-hmm. which is like, it's nothing groundbreaking, but it's very beautiful.
Yeah. Now, Fifi looks gorge. She finally found where her waist should be and put it where it is.
It kicks out just at the right place. She's showing a ton of leg, which she has great ones, so why not?
This was the first day I looked at her and I was like, oh, okay, she could be competition.
Right.
Because it was the first time she looked modern. And
the makeup came together. The styling was right. Yeah.
I just thought, I was like, oh, okay, this is her week then.
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle. So the judges have to say.
They have a lot to say.
My name is Pam Tillis, and I have something to say.
Chad tried to be more dirty on the runway. They said it. Michelle openly laughed. She's like, "This is dirty. Good luck."
Well, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. Can you unpolish something after it's been polished?
Mm,
you can make it dirty, but you can't unpolish
by literally putting dirt on it.
Oh yeah,
I guess, but.
Her magazine to me didn't say fashion, and she has
no. It didn't. It said catalog,
and that's my pillow. Yeah, based on this, I was like, okay, she might be in the bottom too.
Yeah, it didn't really fit the prompt. She looked really cool on the runway. I mean, it's nothing I would put her in the bottom for, but the prompt of the magazine was supposed to be high fashion. And when I think like a fashion magazine, there's a certain feel and a certain vibe. And it's not like superposed like she's doing.
More Jimmy James. Fashionista.
How do you look? Love Jimmy James. Deep friend of the pod. We love her.
Michelle had constantly been asking Dita for more hair and more volume in the hair. And she once again says like, you know.
Stop over-salting your meat.
Who else would think of that?
Stop.
Chicken of the month, page 10. And the PG in... Okay, look at how bad this is designed. The PG for Paige is double the size of everything of Chicken of the Month. Chicken of the Month is a third of the size of the PG for Paige. It is the worst graphic design ever.
As a font snob, this is offending me.
Can you imagine? I can't imagine how frustrated you would have been.
There's nothing right about the layout of this.
Of any of them.
I actually was doing better layouts and graphic designs in elementary school when we first got the one computer that everyone got to
classroom.
Share.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was able to execute a more finessed scenario than this one.
Then tastes like chicken.
That's not Dita's fault.
No.
It seems as though there was probably one person working on these who was overloaded and overwhelmed. It didn't really fit the bill. Why the fuck is the letter PG so big? It means page 10. That should be very small. It should say page 10, and Chicken of the Month should be very large.
I asked them to change the font from one style to another style, and they're like, I don't know if we have time, because they weren't allowed to work on our stuff after we left the room.
Oh,
it's like,
wow.
But these were notes that I told you to do while I was in the room. They're like, they have to be completed while you're here. And I'm like, it's not my fault. He's slow. It was so rough. I was so mad.
Well, Sharon's magazine, her writing is really good. And so that's sort of, but I mean, this layout is actually better.
It's wonderful. Like hers, it just feels kitschy and fun. And again, everybody likes to laugh. It's an instant visual joke. You know, you're like, oh, little Edie, so funny, pussy, cats, drag queen, blah, 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 blah. It was just, it's enough that it made me think she was winning.
Yeah, it was well executed. And the writing was funny. Every single one of them was a joke in and of itself, or a pun.
Yeah, and Regina eye shaming Sharon for her spoopy contacts.
They scare me.
Yeah, why can't you just be pretty?
It freaks me out. The eyes.
Meanwhile,
it's
she's
my trademark.
She's fucking a big blue dude on HBO. But those contacts didn't scare you.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's so funny.
Latrice is told that she didn't need the boys on her cover, and that it looks like a club flyer.
Okay.
And at that point, I said to her, "You got any drink tickets?"
What's the tea, Hollywood?
She put Hollywood. Hollywood's not in the title, and they read her for that too. They're like, the magazine looks like it's called Hollywood.
It does, but that could also be blamed on font and layout.
Yeah,
because the Hollywood is from the image that is put behind her that they put in post. So
we were given a bunch of images that we were allowed to select from as stock images mm-hmm. for our covers.
Like the background.
Yeah. And honestly, there were a couple suitable for each person, you could tell.
Yeah.
And none of mine were good. So I was like, I'll just leave it blank.
Yeah.
And then
Santino says the now infamous line.
He says her dress looks like a couch from Rena Center and that there's too much heavy jewelry. And then her bracelet literally broke while Regina was talking about it. And they were talking about the fit of it, too. And she was explaining that she had lost weight since she had been there and it didn't fit anymore. And they're like, that's no excuse, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, you're the ones not feeding us.
Damn.
But that bracelet broke. And I think I'm pretty sure I'm the first person on the ground picking up beads.
Because
I was like, bitch, if I'm lip syncing later, I'm not slipping on your goddamn beads.
That's tea.
Because I knew.
For sure.
Willem,
you are told that your beard is consistently showing through your makeup on the runway. The font choice on the layout is also a means for critique from the judges. And you say, I agree!
Because I did. To get him to do that ombre took like at least probably 2/3 of my time.
It's called a gradient overlay and it's not that fucking hard.
It's really not. I was very disappointed and I told them that. And I don't think me reading their staff helped. I tried to smile while I was doing it. But with the beard thing, after I lip synced, you know what? I can talk about that after I lip synced. Never mind.
Spoiler! No, I'm just kidding.
This was the first time it was mentioned on the runway, and RuPaul at that point said she couldn't see it. She didn't notice it.
Oh.
But Michelle did. And, you know, Matthew told me about it episode 2, too. He saw it. And he told me to warm it up a little bit. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Right.
But we went to Sephora the next day, and I bought Cover FX. And that broke me out. Pam Tillis says, it looks like there's a porn thing about to happen. With my magazine cover.
Because you were nude with two nude men.
And I definitely...
That's a typical afternoon for you, though. She didn't know.
It's called decorating. You need to start with a blank palette. And Regina King called me a creepy robot. Because a couple weeks before, Michelle had praised me for keeping my composure and staying, you know...
So you took the note and you ran with it.
So I took the note. I was like, all right, let me just give them the angle that I want to give them and give it to them the whole time. And she called me a creepy fucking robot. My fellow Southland co-star called me a creepy robot.
And now... She's on Watchmen with creepy robots. I don't know. I've never seen
She basically
Watchmen,
is.
But cephalopods, I assume they're creepy robots.
Robots.
All over that show.
Everything.
Next up is Battle of the Bulge, Jiggly Caliente's magazine. Dragazine.
How to
me.
Fight the Midnight Snack Attack.
Okay.
She's her and Jason are doing a magazine cover. It's not very
It's
good.
Not a great photo.
It's not, yeah, it doesn't make me feel anything other than that Sean should put shoes on. Or Jason, sorry.
And if she was going to go with the serious angle, that isn't brought forth through these headline titles.
Not at all.
At all.
No.
So I think it was just not executed well. I think it was sort of meandering and she didn't really have a clear vision of what she wanted to do for this.
Yeah.
And thus the judges read.
If they all went up for Fifi. They were told this is the best she's looked so far. Her makeup looked lovely. What happened?
Her pussy was on fire that day. Bathhouse bonanza, to go or not to go? How I lost my virginity to palm tree?
To a palm tree?
Wow.
Don't you think you should say to go or not to go?
Oh, wow. See, that's good. 69 ways to 69 hot spots for hookups.
But you're right. That like weird bend in her back when those other ones she had.
There were so many other great frames.
She's using a squatty potty, and that's better for
ergonomics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Do we have the clip of the blonde wig cap comment?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up right now.
Okay.
So interesting. Because she doesn't wear blonde hair. Why would she have a blonde wig cap?
RuPaul says, your makeup looks lovely. What happened? Damn. I will say it's such a whirlwind being at Drag Race. And sometimes we do wacky shit with our makeup. I was doing weird shit with my makeup on season 5 because they give you an entire box of
free
new
stuff,
makeup.
Yeah.
So you're trying out new makeup, which is not the thing to do on TV because sometimes new makeup, it hits you with a different color or an undertone that makes you look like a fucking ghoul.
Or chalky.
Or chalky, or gives you a beard. I'm sure you didn't use any of the NYX, did you?
No, I still have some of the lashes.
Ouch, that pony, that human is really sharp when it whips.
Sorry.
Like that, Will.
It's Virgin Temple hair.
Oh my gosh.
Here's Michelle saying what I think she's saying is about a blonde wig cap.
Oh man. I had a problem with the fact that she wore a blonde cap with blonde hair. She looked like she had a dead baby lamb on her head. And who wants
it? Oh. She wants that little bit of darkness of skin, maybe?
If it's not going to be like a convincing lace front, then I can understand how a root would be helpful.
Yeah, for sure. As like a base, just to give it some depth instead of like a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we all, you know, black.
Love angel music, baby.
Black hair is the easiest to match, so Michelle doesn't have to deal with that ever. So she can be picky about other hair colors, you know?
Blonde is really hard.
Red is harder.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Ruby.
Ask Ruby Red.
Ruby Red.
Ruby Red.
The safe divas are Sharon, Dita, Chad, and Latrice, and the bottom two are Jiggly and, oh my God, Willem, I'm so sorry. It's never fun to be, I mean, I never was in the bottom two, but it's never fun to be in the bottom two.
Wow.
I can imagine, did it suck? Was it horrible?
Just realizing that you had been bamboozled. For by no fault of your own, and you couldn't control it, was so frustrating to me because up until then, I had controlled everything in my own storyline so well. Mm-hmm. So I was like, they're not playing along. I thought that we had an agreement.
Yeah.
But whatever. It was fine. And it is what it is.
Did you think that you were going to eviscerate Jiggly Caliente with this song?
The only part I'm glad I didn't do is when she said, prior to tonight, I asked you to prepare a lip sync. I wanted to say, no, literally last night, because they changed it as we were getting in the van and told us our song was going to be different. I was really pissed because neither of us knew this song. Mm-hmm. So when it came time to position 1 and 2, get on your marks, Jiggly and Willem, they were doing sound check. Can everybody hear the song? No, we can't hear it. Can you try it again? I can't hear. And literally, I was like, I can't hear anything over here. Chanel Perillo, thank God, made them play the song the full way through because that's basically when we learned. Because we didn't know it.
Was it in the packet?
It was in the packet, but it was a song that we weren't told to, like, you know.
Right.
They give you 20 songs and you know what songs are in the order. And then
they give you a heads up on day one of the challenge what the lip sync will be for day two, at the end of day two.
Yeah, and we had assumed that it was the one in order because that's how it had gone the whole way. And then all of a sudden we're getting in the car and they're like, no, it's this. And we're like, what?
Yeah, that throws you off.
Yeah, so it was frustrating. But thank God for Chanel Perillo because she played that song a couple times through and I was able to like fumble my way through it. But
you did some great mom work.
I mean, I gestured to a corner when you take corners on two wheels. I was given pussy. I was, you know, It's not a song I would have picked to perform to. I've never seen a drag queen perform to this other than when they're ridiculing me.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it since?
No.
Well, maybe if we ever do Race Chaser Live again, we can incorporate it somehow.
You know who does this song really, really well? Sharon Needles.
Really?
She played she had spoons. She was going to play the spoons. Oh, and I remember in Untucked, I was going to ask her, can I borrow your spoons? And I didn't think she'd say yes. So I didn't want to.
Have you learned your lesson to wear a panty?
No.
No. That was the equivalent of a death drop, I think.
Are you kidding? That made them work so much harder, blurring my pussy. The guy that blurred Jiggly's balls told me about it. He's like, that took a lot of work. And they really kept that in. They could have cut it out real easy. But like, it's not a good lip sync. They do the first verse, a little bit of the chorus, not even the full bridge, because there's a big instrumental like dance break, like a mariachi.
What did you do? 5, 6, 7, 8?
Oh, and then it just goes straight to the end. It's like, it's obviously not.
Look at
I turned around.
Pam's got a rose in her mouth.
Wow.
Chad gave her a rose.
When? You performed Pam Tillis in front of Pam Tillis.
Yeah, I know. I'm still speechless. Chad gave Pam a rose on the runway. She was like, my dad likes you or something.
You can't tame a wild rose, bitch.
Oh, that's why. It's in the song.
I go where the wind blows.
Oh.
Willem, you won the lip sync and you live to see another episode. Unfortunately, we say goodbye to Jiggly Caliente.
I have a feeling.
I haven't seen the last of...
Oh my God, that bird has Jiggly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, never mind. Bye, Jig.
Thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser
Classique
this week.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we'd love for you to rate and review our podcast. And don't forget to subscribe.
I just hit myself in the face with the microphone. Destiny does turn on a dime.
That was rude. Also, our Instagram is at RaceChaserPod. And you can follow me at Willem and Alaska at TheOnlyAlaska5000.
That's right. Plus, bonus content is available now at patreon.com/Willem. It's pay to play, so you choose a video you like and leave the coins on the dresser. You can search for Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser.
Slide on into those DMs with your scalding hot tea and explicit drickerations and email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Bye.
Is a private podcast produced by Big Dipper Executive.
Oh, wait, not that yet.
Bye.
Race
Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
Next week on a very special Race Chaser.
Who is slamming the fucking counter while I'm doing liquid?
We go deep inside the episode that changed everything.
Willem. You won tonight because you are a beautiful and talented queen. But it has come to my attention that you have broken the rules. Willem, I have to ask you to leave the competition immediately.
Shut the fuck up.
Join us next week on Race Chaser.
Classique. Doom, 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 doom.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.